This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by...
Ever feel like you're sharing a bed with a villain from the dark side? Well, it's time to experience the difference. Introducing the OSA, Oral Sleep Appliance. Sleep apnea is a potentially life-threatening sleep disorder characterized by repeated pauses in breathing during sleep. Up until now, sleep apnea has been treated with a machine that leaks, is claustrophobic, noisy, constricting, cumbersome, disruptive, and only treats the symptoms of sleep apnea. The OSA is portable, quiet, easy to wear, easy to care for, and most of all, treats the issue of sleep apnea. Step into the light side today and visit thesleepdifference.com or call 609-400-4556 for more information on this revolutionary solution to sleep apnea. Hashtag sleep more, do more.
What's up, everyone? I'm Von Leek, host of the Stay Woke Podcast, the latest and greatest podcast featuring games, reviews, debates, and interviews. Tune in every week as my guests and I discuss different social issues as well as what's going on in pop culture, music, and tons more. So subscribe now, and until then, always remember to stay woke.
Hi, my name is Oji Aguluwe, and you're listening to the Trenton Waves Podcast.
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books, education, talent, events, of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Trenton Waves. Here we are. Trenton Waves. You know what I have in front of me?
Who?
I have Who? Mr. and Mrs. Pot Sticker in front of me.
I'm stunning.
I have pot stickers in front of me.
From,
listen to me. I got pot stickers in front of me from Faux Friendly on North Brunswick Avenue.
I know. We had lunch there.
Yeah. I love Lee over there.
Lee
is hilarious.
She's a sweetheart.
She always wants to know, is this your first time here? We've only been there 4 times.
Yeah.
She's wonderful.
Wonderful.
If you ever want to go, actually, it's actually Faux Friendly.
Right.
It's not Faux Friendly. Right. The O is pronounced Ah.
Yes.
Just like her, the spelling of her name, she's Vietnamese, so she'll tell you, her name is Lee, L-E, but Chinese, it would be L-E-E. Like, right, oh, can I just have my food, please?
No, she's a sweetie. She's very hands-on. She highly recommend this place.
Speaking about food.
Yes.
We have somebody here with us.
Mm. Who?
He is the guru behind Taste Trenton, and he'll be the first to say he's not the guru behind it. He is the lifeblood behind Taste Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a great tour guide. If you ever want a tour of the Trinity Cathedral, This guy will take you on what he calls a 15-minute tour. It's really like an hour and a half.
It's a three-hour
It's a three tour. It felt like 3 hours I was waiting for you. I'm not even kidding. Oh, he went on a tour for 15 minutes. He comes back. Oh, it was just 15 minutes. It was not 15 minutes.
Well, all of us had a glass of wine. We walked around.
That's what it was. You're walking around in the dark with a glass of wine. That's not 15 minutes.
It was great.
But it's Trenton's own Bernie Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Bernard McMullen is here with us. Hello, Bernard.
Hey, folks. It's good to see you again.
We want you to try a pot sticker right now.
Oh, terrific.
Right now on the
air. Pot stickers are always great. Always welcome. You get to have another one. These are great.
You didn't open the dipping sauce.
No, I didn't open the dipping sauce because I have a lot of expensive equipment here. And okay. I don't need dipping sauce falling into some of the cables and the slots here.
Do you want
microphone.
This last one? Because I'm
No, full. You eat it. You eat it.
I don't
it.
Want it.
I had All right, I'll have it.
That was easy.
Well, so, Bernard.
Yes.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank
it's good
you.
To see you
welcome
again.
Back.
Yeah, because the last time we got to talk, we were talking about Taste Trenton.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's why you're back here today. That's why
well,
we're
sort
why
of
why I'm
back here today. We are talking, we are doing the planning for Taste Trenton already for 2020.
Mm. Is it going to be a week instead of 3 days?
I don't know if I can pull off a week.
Really?
Yes. You know, 3 days is, you know, enough. It's good to kill me for the month, both before and afterwards.
And you know what? Leave them wanting more. Let them come back.
That's right. And I mean, that's the whole goal, is to get people to say, God, I didn't get to all 40 restaurants, which is how many we had last time.
It's amazing.
40 it's restaurants. 40 restaurants. It was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That
you
was
know,
a blast.
And the whole idea, for those people who don't know what it is, it's a restaurant, a self-guided restaurant crawl is how we describe it.
Crawl.
Meaning that you pick, we give you a map, we give you a list, we give you some examples of what they're offering for really reduced prices so you can sample what's there, mm-hmm. and you find your way to it.
And now you have a digital map on
and
the
we have
phone.
A digital map that, that Yana D put together for us. Yeah.
Thank you.
And the whole idea is to get you across the threshold of that restaurant so you can make a more informed decision about whether or not I should go there. A little bit better than a review, but it's not the same as going to the Armory and testing out 37 plates and you say, where did that good one come from?
Dude, you got one of the sexiest voices I ever heard.
Well, I do.
You could read the phone book and I would listen.
Okay.
Man, oh man. You make anything sound great. And I'm not saying Taste Trenton isn't great. It is great. You just make it sound even better.
Well, I tried.
So was this your idea, Taste Trenton?
Taste Trenton was partly my idea. I had gone to an event in Brooklyn.
Oh.
Just after Sandy.
Christina's old stomping grounds. Yeah. Just after Sandy?
Yeah, and it was a benefit for Sandy victims.
Oh.
And it was a dumpling tour.
Isn't
that funny?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to rethink about it. It might have been in Chinatown, now that I remember dumpling tour.
Chinatown, Brooklyn?
New York City.
I was going to say, there's no Chinatown, Brooklyn.
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
And not yet. And so, again, they walked us, they force marched us around 9 places that sold dumplings.
That is
now,
so
let me
funny.
Tell you, after 9 stops for eating dumplings, you didn't want to have dumplings for a while.
Right.
But the whole idea was that people were saying, oh, I didn't know this place existed like this.
Gotcha.
And I said, you know, we could do that in Trenton because we were hearing a couple of things. First off, all the restaurants in Chambersburg have closed.
Yeah, yeah.
So you had the sense that they were all shuttered.
Right,
it was a desolate
ghost town.
You know,
right,
closed, out of business, that type of thing.
Right.
And there's no place to eat in downtown Trenton.
Mm. Mm.
So those are the two stories we were hearing. And we knew both of them were not true.
Right. Yes.
But the world had changed.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly in Chambersburg, which was the Italian restaurant district. In fact, if you go around Chambersburg, you'll see there are signs about all the restaurants there that were put up by the city probably in the 1990s.
Wow.
But we knew those places were closing, and because the Trentonian and the Times would tell us every time one would close, big banner headlines.
Right. They love spreading the good news.
That's right.
Yeah.
Restaurant closes, can't make it in Trenton.
This is what you're reporting.
Moving
on.
To the city.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And moving out of the city. So we said, you know, we should really introduce these new restaurants to people and make it okay for them to go, because we would say, why don't you go? And they say, well, I don't know what kind of food they have.
Mm-hmm.
I won't know how to read the menu.
What?
It's in English.
I said, you know, why do you read Italian so well that you could order there?
Yeah, right.
Maybe you don't know how to read.
Right, you know. So we said, no, you know, they should go. And we wanted to get people to see that it was okay to walk there. Maybe they won't welcome me. You know, I don't know. If I was running a restaurant, I don't think my operant model would be, oh, I don't want you to come in. So we had to make it as easy as possible to people to walk in. And it did. It worked. Brian Veland, who was the president of TCCA, Trenton Council Civic Association, at the time,
right.
He and I talked about it one night. And next thing I know, he's running with it. And he and Rachel ran the first one back in, I want to say, 2015.
Rachel
Cogsville.
Cogsville.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They limited it to a single day that first time out to Chambersburg restaurants, and there were about a dozen on the list. People had a great time. People were like ecstatic. They were walking around. And and it became a real big hit. Subsequently, Brian and his wife Monique Veland, she got a new job. She used to work for the city here as the director of housing and economic development.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a similar but much bigger position for the for Los Angeles County.
Wow.
So needless to say, they moved there.
Yeah, really.
So then they looked to us and said, so who's going to do this? And since I had suggested the idea and had all kinds of free time, like 15 minutes, I decided to, yes, I can do this. And we ran it again, and it's evolved over the years. Eventually, we made it 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
We included downtown with the work of Yana D at the time. So we ran a downtown component of it. And most recently, the one we just did in this past June, we opened it up much more broadly in the city. So we had some restaurants out in the Top Road area, mm-hmm. North Trenton.
Top Road, sure.
Right.
No, Top Road Pizza.
And mm-hmm. as far down as Laylor Street mm-hmm. in South Trenton.
Yeah.
So it was...
By,
the Cooper's did, too.
Tropical?
No, we went to La Cabana.
La Cabana.
La Cabana.
The Costa Rican
involved.
Restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
Too,
well,
yeah.
we love it. Over 40 restaurants
I know,
this
it was,
time.
It, you yep. couldn't get to all of them. And
no.
it was...
Yeah.
That's a good thing. That's
right.
And it's good that it's 3 days because... There's just so much you can eat in one day.
Right, exactly. So like a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. Christina and I go on this thing called the Tour of Trenton.
Tour de Trenton.
Tour de Trenton.
It's a bike
mm-hmm.
ride mm-hmm. in torrential downpour
right.
rain. Although that's not part of, that's not one of the features.
That's not the,
it just happened
yeah,
to be raining. And you know what? Hey, Mayor Reed, if you're listening, hats off to you, dude, for doing
yeah.
all 14 miles in the rain, not wussing out
yes.
and saying, I'm the mayor, I'm getting too wet. I
yeah.
mean, he toughed it out. He did it. He finished
did
it.
Yeah, he's fit.
Good for
he was
him.
Awesome. So he was great. So
he's
that was
fit.
A lot of fun. But we get there, and I see Bernard there under one of the tents.
Ooh,
and I said, oh, look at this.
He's going to come on the
he's
going
to be on
us.
The bike there with us.
No.
No, no. That's So what happens
He was
is,
hosting.
Yeah, he was hosting.
At the Trent House.
He's saying, thank you for coming. The Trent House is this. The Trent House is that.
They had cookies and,
cookies.
They had cookies.
Refreshments.
They had
maps
and stuff. Yeah, it was very
T-shirts.
You love maps. So he says to me, hey, listen, I got to come on Trenton Waves right away.
Mm-hmm.
It's an emergency. I'm like, what's the matter? He goes,
Trenton
well,
Waves
I got this
emergency.
I got this thing going on. It's a Trenton emergency. I got this thing going on, and I got to make sure people know about it.
Yes.
So now,
right.
what is this? What is this?
So, tell us.
So the Trenton Council of Civic Associations, which
right.
is sort of the organizing group for neighborhood associations in Trenton,
okay.
annually has an awards event. Mm-hmm. It used to be called the Banquet. That became
Banquet.
A little... overbearing. So we decided to make it the Trenton Awards event. And
okay.
we hold it annually, and we recognize at this this time five different individuals, organizations
mm-hmm.
who are doing things, sometimes in the background, sometimes very publicly, to improve Trenton for everybody. And so we have the very typical and not surprising lineup of awardees. We have a Citizen of the Year. We have a Business of the Year.
Mm.
We have a Public Employee of the Year. And as well as there are as one organ, one group that's or award that's for Community Building, the Catherine Graham Community Building Award.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a Special Projects Award as
okay.
well. And so this year we are recognizing five individuals slash organizations for what they do to Trenton.
Awesome.
And what
so do you have like a Citizen of the Year?
Yes, we
oh,
do have a Citizen.
And they're going to be awarded when? November 14th?
No, November 14th.
Oh, okay. So
at the
see.
Ambassador. That's a Thursday night.
I just want to see if I can
at
guess.
At the Ambassador, right by Dubai.
The Ambassador by Dubai.
Right.
It's a great place.
On New York Avenue.
I want to see
mm-hmm.
if I can guess who the Trenton Citizen of the Year
Go
is
ahead.
Going to be. I would, well, it's probably not me or Christina. I think you would have told us.
You probably would know, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's not
us.
Surprise.
Okay, it's not us. Babe, I'm sorry to tell you, it's not
it's
us.
It's not like the Academy Awards.
I don't think we're getting any of these awards.
No.
Honestly. All right, so Citizen of the Award. Anne Labatt.
Anne Labatt would be a good choice.
But
alas,
not.
It's not
okay,
her.
Sorry, Anne. We love you. But
she's a femme hero.
She's not the femme hero of this organization, clearly.
Not this year. Maybe next year.
Anne's a great supporter.
Okay,
of
so Anne's off the table. Me and you off the table. Will Foskey.
Will Foskey would be a great choice. In fact, he's...
See what he says? It's not just... Well, he would be a good choice. He has to preface it with that.
But what
which
are you mean, supposed
which
to say?
Means no.
Right. It's
well,
a,
not this year.
Not this year.
What don't you understand,
right, you know,
Frank?
I mean,
well, how come he didn't say that when I said, is it one of us? He didn't say that. He just laughed.
Just take that as it comes.
Yeah,
Frank.
Really.
Take...
I'm going to throw one.
And move on.
Sam
hey,
Stevens.
Isn't Sam Stevens.
I guess he wouldn't be a good choice.
That would be a great choice.
Oh,
but,
he didn't
you know,
say that. I mean,
there'd be a conflict of interest, probably.
People did not say that about.
Conflict of
right.
interest.
One more. Chris, what do you think?
Eric Maywa.
Oh,
Go
Eric.
Please,
now,
God
Eric
help us.
Has been awarded. He's,
yeah.
He's actually notable because he's won an award twice.
Of course he has.
He won the award as the Business of the Year for Classics Bookstore.
Yeah.
And then 2 or 3 years ago, he was the Public Sector Employee of the Year for his work with economic development here in the city.
I somehow find a way to finagle.
What about John
award.
Hatch?
Oh,
John
Hatch.
Hatch.
There you go. Yeah, is
right.
that him?
No, it's not John Hatch.
No, John.
See?
John Hatch has yet to come on his show.
He's very
oh, is that
elusive.
Right? He's elusive.
He's very, very elusive. He really is. I hope he's listening.
Yeah.
John, stop being a jerk.
No,
oh,
he's
stop.
Not a jerk. He just got to find. You got to find his passion.
Christina will take a bullet for John Hatch. She really would.
I leap in front.
All right, so who is it? It's not
so,
any of these people.
It's
who
none
is?
Of these people. Actually, it's one of your nearby neighbors. It's Okay, I can do this, really.
Are you presenting the award?
No, thank God.
That's good.
Yeah, I've stepped back. It's Lauren Otis, actually, from Artworks.
Lauren Otis, Artworks, okay. But, yeah, okay.
Now, Lauren was picked.
I was going to say, why him?
Well,
no offense, Lauren.
No, he was picked because of his leadership at Artworks, particularly in bringing Art All Night back after the tragedy that befell that evening,
mm-hmm.
2 summers ago.
Right.
Yes.
The death knell was being announced, oh, this is never going to happen again.
Right,
the
right.
arts are going to leave Trenton.
Right.
We shouldn't have events like these because who knows what might happen. He withstood all that and with really quiet confidence said, mm-hmm. no, we're going to do this.
Yeah, good.
And then he marshaled a bunch of people behind him, both people who worked very close with him in the arts community, mm-hmm. as well as reached out to other folks, engaged the city, engaged the prosecutor's office, everybody who needed to be on board, and got it to happen.
So he wrangled all the people who needed to be. Yeah,
right. And it was a great event this past June.
It was.
Mm-hmm. It was really, really mm-hmm. good. You know, there were some changes. Okay, mm-hmm. change happens.
Yeah.
It's still great.
But it was still great, and there are good things going on, and they're planning already for next year.
Did he put together Art All Day, too?
Yes, Artworks is also responsible for Art All Day. That's a moderately new enterprise for them, maybe 4 or 5 years, I think.
It was the first time we went to Art All Day. It was this past weekend, mm-hmm. and it was amazing. We couldn't make it to everything.
No, you couldn't. There were 25 different spots where they were showing art. There was a downtown shuttle tour, and then there were two further out, longer-term tours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were running the shuttle, weren't you?
I was a host of the shuttle for a couple of times, and then I did one of the tours out to Shiloh Baptist Church, to the Ironworks or the Blacksmith.
Okay. Oh,
yes.
Oh, you went to the Blacksmith?
The Blacksmith.
Yeah. We actually just interviewed the Hebrew Hammer.
He's great.
Danny. Yes.
Uh-huh. Dan is great.
He is.
It was such a great spot. And I'm just imagining people going there, you know, getting mm-hmm. off the bus and walking in that building.
Yes. It was so amazing.
You could have stayed there for hours, right?
He's actually on the show next week.
He's a great entertainer and talking about that
passionate
stuff. And did he make the horse for you?
He gave her one.
Oh, he gave her the horse.
He made a day.
I know.
And I don't know if you noticed, but right on the left-hand side when you go into the shop,
he has
an incredible amount of work that they do that I assume that you can purchase.
Yes.
You know, all kinds of artwork and mm-hmm. things like that.
The sculptures.
Like the sculptures, yeah.
Sasha does the sculptures.
He has a picture of Henry Mercer in there.
Mm-hmm.
In the Mercer car.
The history of that building is amazing. Yeah. And it's so funny. I remember driving by years ago, and mm-hmm. like you do a double take, like Blacksmith. And it looks like it's open. Wait a minute.
That's right.
Yeah, he's on next week. I even asked him some questions to see how well he knows his craft.
Yeah, we tested him in blacksmithing.
True or false statements.
He did it. He got 100.
Yeah, he got 100.
Yeah, he's really good.
Spoiler alert. Anyway.
But, so back
to
Artworks.
Lauren Otis is Citizen of the Year.
He is.
And that lasts all year. Does he get special discounts in stores?
Yeah, well, only if people want to offer them to him.
He gets the keys to the city.
That's right.
So he is the director of Artworks.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Lauren Otis. I believe
that we are going to have a guest host, something that we're introducing to the show, a new dynamic, where we have special guests, but also special guest hosts that host the show. And one of those guests, not the guest host, but one of those guests in the guest host series is going to be Lauren Otis.
Oh, excellent.
As one of the people that we already have slotted, mm-hmm. so that's pretty cool. So who else is on this team now?
So I should mention that our business of the year mm-hmm. Is somewhat of a surprise choice business from some people's perspective. It is the Starbucks community store down on the corner of Front and Warren.
That's interesting.
And we recognize them because I learned this last night. Starbucks Corporation, of course, has hundreds of Starbucks locations.
Great corporation.
Mm-hmm. And they very carefully select their locations based upon likelihood of making a lot of money.
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
Which is a smart thing to do
if you're a corporation,
Absolutely. I do know that about them.
And your CEO wants to run for president or whatever that mm-hmm. might be. Mm-hmm. So they also started a process by which they started identifying communities that they thought would benefit from having a Starbucks, even though the profile of the immediate community didn't match the metrics they use for assessing sites.
Mm-hmm.
And they have 14 of them across the country. perhaps across the world. And Trenton was number 7 of those, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And so as a community store, the expectations are slightly different. Same product, but the people who are working behind the counter there, they typically are local residents who have been trained to work there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you say local, do you mean?
I mean Trenton-based.
Trenton-based.
Right.
So they're in Trenton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
There is an effort to be supportive of community events. You know, you can be a business and sort of say, I extend as far as the curb,
exactly.
You know, and I argue about parking,
right,
but the rest of it is on you.
Exactly.
They say, what can we do to support Trenton initiatives?
Mm-hmm.
So they even have a community room
mm-hmm.
that anybody can reserve or just drop by and have a small meeting. Mm-hmm. And you don't have a place to meet with a group of people who want to talk about things.
Right.
They have an open Wi-Fi for people who want to do that. They are willing to put up any posters you might want about your activities that are going on.
Right.
So they come out and they do that kind of support. And they're trying to be a sort of a little vibrant little hub that's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And they run 7 o'clock in the morning through about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So
right.
they've extended it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really good. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. And so we wanted to recognize and acknowledge, you know, that they don't have to do that.
Right.
But
right.
they do.
But they are.
And
the community store.
Yeah.
That's
and Stephanie,
good.
Who's the manager there, is
Stephanie's
a joy.
Great.
So we were very pleased.
She's going to be the ceremony?
She will be.
She will be?
Yep. She will be there.
Cool.
And
right, so that's the Business of the Year Starbucks,
right.
Citizen of the Year Lore Notice.
Right.
You have, what do you have, three other?
We have categories? Three others. Let's see. We have something that's called the Catherine Graham Community Builder Award.
Who's Catherine Graham?
Well, Catherine Graham was a local grassroots politician-oriented person here in Trenton who apparently was fearless. She had no trouble walking in front of city council and tell them, you know, what her mind was about different issues that they may not have agreed with.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But she really spoke on behalf of the people. You know, when she said, I've talked with people,
mm-hmm.
she knew a lot of people she talked with who agreed with her. And so she was listened to.
Mm-hmm.
She was heavily involved with the NAACP here in the city and basically set the standard of how you build community. She was particularly interested in the times of massive racial discrimination and isolation in the city of crossing those bridges.
Mm.
So we are honoring a young guy, and he'll appreciate the fact that I said young guy, called Aziz Bey. And I've met Aziz over the past 3 or 4 years. He is one of the guiding lights behind the illegal dumping initiative here in the city of cleanups.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So he scouts them. He organizes the, you know, here's where we're going to go. Make sure that the city is doing its part by bringing out a dumpster, rakes, and things like that. That initiative has been going on for about 5 years. It started out with just about 5 or 6 people picking up couches and putting them on the side of the street to be picked up by trash. Now, there are very typically on a weekend when I go out with them, there's 35, 40 people, a lot of them young guys and girls from area colleges. I want to, you know, give a shout out to the Bonner Fellows at TCNJ.
Okay.
But we now are joined by people from Ryder, from Mercer County Community College.
Really?
Yep. And as well as some corporation folks.
Hmm.
So we're picking up, very often we can fill 2 to 3 dumpsters of stuff that's been thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an illegal dumping is not simply just an environmental problem. It's a justice problem in this community.
Yes.
Right.
So we are making strides at it. Some people said, oh, it doesn't make any difference. They're just going to fill those spots up again. Yeah, sometimes we've had to go back 2 or 3 times.
Really?
But what we are seeing now is that people expect that places should be clean.
Mm-hmm.
If the city goes by and something important is happening,
yeah,
all of a sudden, sites that we said we were going to do in 2 weeks are being picked up by the city because they don't want some powerful person or presumed to be powerful person driving by and seeing trash stuff out there.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
But Aziz is great at organizing that. But he does a whole bunch of other things. He's on the board of the African American Cultural Coalition of Mercer County.
Uh-huh.
He's active in that. You see him around doing catering jobs in helping out sometimes, you know, for the homeless, for different groups. He works with Maurice and Reggie over at
Smokehouse,
the 1911 Smokehouse.
Okay.
Yeah. So you see him in that. So he's out and about, but he's a very unassuming guy, very easy to work with. And so we are so delighted to be
being recognized.
And to be recognizing the important work that he does.
And it's Catherine Graham.
That's the Katharine Graham Citizen or Community Building Award.
Community
Building. Right. We also are recognizing the Public Sector Employee of the Year this year.
Public Sector Employee.
Right. So someone who works for government on our behalf.
Like government for the city or for the state?
We've done both. We've done, but mostly we focus on the city.
Okay.
This year, our awardee is from the city. Her name is Pam Bush Allen. And you probably have never come across Pam, but she has a distinction of being the first female driver of trash trucks here in the city.
Oh, wow.
So she is a leader in that area and most recently has been appointed as one of that department's trash inspectors. So we now have four of them in the city. And they have the authority and responsibility to go into their wards to be sure that people are following obvious trash rules.
Mm-hmm. So it's broken up by ward?
Essentially by ward.
So each ward has a supervisor for the trash collection?
Right, or an inspector for the trash. Right. Okay. And so they have the right to come and say, you know, it's 4th of July and I know this is your collection day, but we don't pick up on holidays. And you know that. We call you. We tell you. Mm-hmm. And not only did you leave it on the 4th, but you then left it there for the 5th, the 6th, hoping that someone pick it up on the 7th.
Right.
That's not acceptable.
Exactly.
Right.
Or, you know, or they may, someone of the guys may call in and say, I got stuff here that you can't believe. Someone has decided to demo their kitchen and bathroom, and they've dumped it all out on the street. Well, you're not allowed to do that.
No,
right.
You can't expect the city works to pick that up.
Right.
You know, and that's not fair to everybody else. Right. So they're supposed to follow the rule to enforce the rules.
So what ward is she an inspector for?
I don't know. And I wonder if they rotate them. I just don't know how they're set up.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, it's true. I've never seen a woman working in those trucks.
Right. So she's been a driver now for about a decade or so. So we're really excited to do that.
Good for her.
Yeah. You know, there are certain issues, as I said, Aziz and Rachel Cogsville and I are heavily involved, both as members of TCCA, in issues related to trash, frankly, around illegal dumping. And I've been attempting to work with past administrations and this current administration saying, we really do need to do something about what the city looks like. Mm-hmm. We all acknowledge that, but acknowledging is not the same as action.
Right.
And how can we make it doable that people can act?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been working with them on specifically around, you said, what are the rules around trash? I know there are 16 pages of ordinances on trash in our city code.
Wow.
Okay, I don't know about you, but I don't have a lot of time for assuming that everyone's going to read through 16 pages.
Yeah, I wouldn't know them.
Right, but there are some really obvious ones.
Yeah, common sense ones.
Yeah, you know,
makes sense.
Don't put out garbage cans that are so big, you know, to take four people to pick them up.
Right.
You know, it's limited.
Right.
Okay, and don't put out a bunch of little ones. You know, don't do that.
It's so that's under 35 pounds.
Right, so that's pretty silly, you know. Don't put out medical waste. Mm-hmm. Don't put out construction debris.
Mm-hmm.
Paint cans with paint still in it.
Right. You know, like don't, you know, in fact, liquids. Don't put out, you know, big bags of your turkey brine.
Right.
Hoping that the guy spills it all over himself three days after Thanksgiving. Okay, come on, obvious stuff.
You know.
So, and we've actually compiled the list into a single sheet. These are the rules.
Right, okay.
Just follow the rules.
Right.
Being in the trash division here is tough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a really tough job. You have a lot of injuries and the like. They're out really early.
In
all kinds of weather.
They don't take a snow day.
They're in the snow.
They're in the snow.
They get a lot of complaints from people. Oh, you didn't do this. You spilled a can. You know, whatever.
Right.
No one ever wants to acknowledge the stuff that they did that contributed.
Right. We try and be really nice to the guys who come by our house. Because really, imagine the world without them.
Yes, right.
God,
well, talk about people you don't want to lose. You don't want to lose.
Right.
As New York discovered, back in the the low days of New York, when the trash people went on strike and it was two stories high.
Yeah, you had to climb over. It's horrible.
So we are delighted to be honoring Pam.
And who's the final category?
And the final one is an it's typically focused on organizations, and it is again. It's called the Ed Whitman Community Project. Ed Whitman was a former member of the board at TCCA. He sadly passed away a couple of years ago, so we've named this award after him. And it's focused on sometimes a neighborhood association, sometimes some other kind of organization that has developed an interesting or unique project that really either is a beacon to other organizations or supports the activities of the city in making it better. This year we are honoring the I Am Trenton Foundation, which is, I believe, celebrating its 10th anniversary as a community foundation. And I really like the I Am Trenton Foundation. I remember when it began and they were selling T-shirts, you know, and hoping to, you know, collect a few thousand dollars that they would hand out.
Right.
Because they support grassroots, interesting little ideas that maybe it's not even an organization. It may be one person or two people say, you know, we could make my neighborhood or I could help Trenton if only I could, and they fill in the blank.
Right,
all these ideas are great. Not all of them are going to succeed, but that's okay from the community foundation's perspective.
Sure.
They say, well, let's try it. You know, some of them are absolute winners and some of them are transitory. They're only going to last for a short amount of time.
Right.
And others are saying maybe just the kernel of starting a new organization, you know, to move it forward. So I've been involved with them on a couple of projects about, well, let's see, 2006. So, you know, about, yeah, so shortly after 2006, I live on the island, and I'm the head of the Island Civic Association.
Okay.
And we were experiencing the end of the three successive floods that happened from the Delaware when it rained too much in the North Jersey and they rushed down. Flooding is both, you know, is a curse in many ways. It also allows you to say, oh, maybe I should have thrown that some of that stuff out of my basement anyway.
I forgot I had that.
But yeah, and I no longer
now you
do.
Don't. Now you don't have it.
That's right. We developed, several of us on the island developed a little handbook, if you will, a booklet for other people who were living on the island to say, here's where our experiences are, here's what to expect.
Okay.
Here's what you might do to help mitigate some of the effects. You can't, there's things you can't do. You're not going to keep the water out of your house when it's coming through. You know, in fact, you don't want to keep the water out of your house because your house will collapse because of the pressure from the outside. Your basement will collapse if you make it so you're creating an egg. It'll go like this.
And, oh, wow. Really?
If the water is high enough, it will breach your basement and your house will collapse.
Whoa.
So, you know, it's that kind of thing. You say, and here's where you find out information, and here's how you can read the charts that say, when is the peak going to be? And here's just what's going to happen. You're going to be evacuated. No one will come onto the island. They will be protected by the National Guard. You can't go on the island probably for 4 or 5 days, so take your pets.
Yes.
You know, that
right.
Things. So,
is great information.
We wrote this booklet. And we went to the I Am Trenton Foundation, and they gave us a, you know, small award to help us print it, to hand out to neighbors. You know, that kind of thing makes a big difference.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Why they're great.
Sure. No, that is fantastic.
So
I Am Trenton. We had Kelly Ingram and John Carl Lewis talking about I Am Trenton.
Right. And so John Carr will be accepting on behalf of I Am Trenton Foundation. And I'm sure Kelly will be there and everyone else. So we're
John
delighted to recognize the role of the funder who often isn't recognized other than saying thanks for the bucks.
John is quite a card.
John. Yes, we love John.
Yeah, John's lots of fun.
So how do you nominate somebody to get the award?
That's always an interesting issue because Trenton Council of Civic Associations has probably a dozen or so active members who come every month to meetings where we have a director or someone else come and talk, for a city director come and talk to us about their department or what's going on in the city, things like that.
Gotcha.
We will say, so it's coming up to awards planning time. That generally begins about as early as May. Start thinking of who might be appropriate nominees. Now, those of us who know this happens every year are always keeping, you know, an ear out, a sort of a mental list of saying, you know, that's an interesting idea. Look at what that person is doing.
Sure.
You know, and things like that.
Right.
We do a little combination of the newbie, if you will, the person who's just come in and is, you know, going gangbusters on a new idea. We do some of that. And then we also do, you know, some people who have been, frankly, in the trenches for a decade.
And still doing it
without any real recognition.
Yeah, no adulation, nothing.
Right, right. And say, okay, we want to hold these people up as examples. Mm-hmm. Not the only one who can do it, but to say, look, you are being recognized. We want other people to be recognized as well. Cool. So if people have ideas and they want to recommend them, there's, on tccatrenton.org, mm-hmm. There's a little communications device where you can send us messages.
I think this is a lovely and wonderful event.
Yeah. So this is coming, as you said, next Thursday,
November the 14th.
It starts at 5:30. A lot of people who work in Trenton will come to this, mm-hmm. from the county and the state government, and the city, and they, doing it at the end of their day, and they want to get home, so we understand.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there an admission price?
There's a $40 admission price. Okay. For that, you get the awards banquet, or the awards event, and there's heavy hors d'oeuvres, as they call them.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Right. They're made
there.
It's not a dinner. Right. That's right. Because, and the reason we do that is that we're trying to get people out of sitting at tables. Now, the people will be sitting at tables, but we want people to get up and wander around.
Sure.
A lot of the people are old friends. They haven't seen one another,
since. Mm-hmm. Sure.
But there are a lot of people who you don't know who we expect to be there this time.
Now, when they give awards, people are going to be sitting down at tables. So.
Yeah, I think so. Or they'll be standing around, the high top tables they'll have there.
Oh, that's cool.
Right. That is kind of a cool.
So are there tickets still available?
Yeah. Oh, there are tickets available. You can get them again at tccatrenton.org.
TCCATrenton.org.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is there a phone number?
I can use my phone number, which is 609-334-7027.
So there's no official phone number?
There's no official phone number.
You just put your phone number out to like 13,000 people.
That's okay. That's okay. The number of crank calls I get already cannot increase that much.
Right. There's not enough hours in the day. There's still tickets available.
Right.
$40. They can go online and purchase them, or contact you and purchase them. Great.
And a cash bar.
Cash bar
is always good.
That's always
good. It's going to be lots of fun.
And it's at the Ambassador Banquet Hall.
The Ambassador Banquet Hall
on New York Avenue.
Right.
Cool.
Right near at the intersection with North Olden and New York Avenue.
I know exactly where that is.
Right. Sounds it's a great place.
Yeah.
Bernard, do you have anything else going on?
Let's see. Yeah.
What do you got going on?
Let's see. I should put in a promo for the following week. The Trenton Historical Association is celebrating its 100th anniversary.
Wow.
And they are handing out grants this year to different organizations to advance the cultural heritage of Trenton.
Cool.
So that's really cool. They do some really, really good stuff.
So they're giving out grants.
Right.
To who?
This year, I've heard that they're giving them out to organizations. Historically, this event used to be called the Stop the Wrecking Ball.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. This year, because it's the 100th anniversary, they're switching things up a little bit.
Okay, but I mean, to organizations that do what?
That have historic sites.
Oh, so it's not like if we live in a house that was built in 1841.
No, we're not an organization.
Right. This year. Next year, they might go back to that. Historically, that has been their model.
Oh.
They would give out grants up to a certain amount of money for facade work.
Yeah,
because we have that.
Right.
Yeah. And it's a ball. It's kind of like a gala.
Yeah, it's sort of like a gala, right. Okay. And this year, it's being held at Ellerslie.
Oh, nice.
Ellerslie. Right, okay. And that's on the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Whatever that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in November, yeah.
Okay.
Princeton Pro Musica, mm-hmm. with whom I sing, is coming on the 15th of December to the Trenton War Memorial to do its holiday program.
Ooh.
This is the third year they've done it. It's lots of fun. It's a suite of some classicals, some traditional carols, as well as some more traditional Christmas holiday music.
Okay.
That's all sort of like strung together to tell a story.
Sounds
our director,
wonderful.
Ryan Brandau, has sort of put this suite together, including some of his own gorgeous arrangements. And we're singing with the Trenton Children's Chorus, are going to be our guests that night.
Nice.
Or that afternoon. That's the 15th of Sunday. So we encourage people to come to that. It's going to be lots of fun.
15th of December.
15th of December,
okay. Mm-hmm.
At the War Memorial. And then 2 weeks later, on New Year's Eve, and we cap off Patriots Week with the Capitol Philharmonic of New Jersey.
Okay.
Is performing its annual New Year's Eve concert, which is a great Christmas tradition.
Mm-hmm.
People get dressed up. It's at 8 o'clock at night. there's apparently what I hear is Prosecco will be served.
Ooh.
As well as wine. That's right. And you know, before the concert as well as during at intermission. Okay. And you're out sort of by 9:30, 10 o'clock, so you can go to do whatever next you do on New Year's mm-hmm. Eve, be at a party or just go home okay. and you know watch TV or mm-hmm. just go to bed. But we encourage people to do it. It's a great thing. A lot of people get dressed up in the ball, you know, and the tux and, oh, the, and nice. The gowns.
Can you come in costume?
You can come in whatever your New Year's Eve concert.
So if I came, seriously, I have a black tails, uh-huh. and I have a pirate hat with built-in long hair. So if I, what are you snoring over?
I'm saying you can go by yourself.
She'll be sitting in another section.
Wait a second. I'm going to pretend. But you said I looked good in that.
Yeah, but I'm not going to an event with you in it. Sorry. But to get back on track, you mentioned Patriots Week.
Yes.
That's a great...
Patriots Week is...
So much fun.
It's so much fun. I mean, mm-hmm. Patriots Week is what I hope we can establish in Trenton for mm-hmm. every month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. There should be go-to events mm-hmm. that you say, what's happening in Trenton this month? And you go, well... You know, it's the end of December. Patriots Week is an entire week of things. Yeah. Or, you know, it's May, Pork Roll Festival.
Right, right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. June, Taste Trenton.
Taste Trenton and Art All Night.
And all, exactly.
Right, you know? Yeah. It's early November. Oh, Art All Day. And what I'm hoping is that Ciclovia, you had, I don't know if you had Sonia on, the event that we had back in September, where we closed off from the Battle Monument all the way down to Mill Hill Park.
Where you did the
Labyrinth. Right.
Wait, who's Sonia?
Sonia was the organizer for that.
What's her last name?
I don't remember how to pronounce it, but she always goes by Sonia SZ.
I just got friends. I was wondering who that was. Yes. We're friends on Facebook now.
Right.
Okay, great.
So I guess we're going to have her on soon.
Yes.
Yeah, she's
okay.
great.
Yes.
Yeah. She's with the Bicycle Coalition here in this region.
Okay, I don't know mm-hmm. if we can have her on before we have Wills on.
I don't know.
And she works closely with Wills.
I'm sure right. she does.
Wills was one of these recipients. He was a Project of the Year awardee about 3 years ago.
For what?
For the Trent Cycling Revolution.
Yeah, he's done such great stuff with
right.
that.
Yeah, oh, another event coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend. That would be the 15th or 16th of November.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's going to be a flag-raising ceremony to reintroduce Mercer Cemetery.
We just were there.
Oh, you're just on the cemetery tour.
Yes.
Right.
So the, Wills.
Yeah. So yeah, because that's right. When we thought about Wills, because he asked permission to be able to bring the group, you guys, through that.
Mm-hmm.
The Mercer Cemetery, which is directly across or at an angle from the Trenton Transit Center,
mm-hmm.
Is the first non-sectarian cemetery here in Trenton.
Right.
It was the mm-hmm. meaning wasn't associated with the church. It wasn't a churchyard grave site.
Almost like a city cemetery.
Right. It was mm-hmm. like a city cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
It was the go-to place that you wanted to get buried mm-hmm. at the time until until Riverview opened up
right.
down on
right.
down
on right. Lytle
Street.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we went there after the
mercy. Okay, you're saying that's right.
We went to both.
Mm-hmm. So that cemetery was established in 1843 or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Civil War veterans.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. soldiers were buried there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As well as other, a lot of industrialists, people who were opening up porcelain factories, mm-hmm. tile factories, you know, that kind of thing. In fact,
the
even
first mayor.
That's right.
That's right. The first mayor's there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We found that out on the tour. He was only mayor for like a couple days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, he followed.
I think his first was in terms of how short his time was. So the a lot of people, interesting people, were buried there,
mm-hmm.
And then it sort of fell out of favor. It was right. no longer the place to be buried because you could go to Riverview.
Better view.
It has a better view. So you know, about 25 or years ago, maybe 30 years ago, the board at the time entered an agreement with the city of Trenton to lease it. So the city leased it from the cemetery board. And that allowed them to apply for Green Acres funds, which then they went through and they did a lot of upgrades. And they were really focused on creating this cemetery, which is not really an active cemetery, meaning that they're not accepting new residents,
right.
so to speak, as a park destination.
Mm-hmm.
So they put in some beautiful marble benches,
mm-hmm. right.
they put up new signs
yeah.
and all that. Of course, what happened is that the board of this cemetery has successively died out. So then they discovered, turn around and say, there's nobody here anymore.
Right.
So nobody was responsible for anything.
Right, right.
Right, that's right.
So they just reconstituted the board this past winter. or the spring.
Because I had asked him who owns this, and he said, well, the people that are buried here own it.
Yes, that's right.
But the board acts on their behalf.
That's right. And in fact, the board bylaws require that some of the members are supposed to be descendants of people buried there.
Oh, I think he mentioned that.
Right, and so we now have two board members who just joined, or one just joined, who are had descendants buried there.
Wow.
Right? Are you on the board
there? I have just joined the board there, too.
Wait a minute, you're one of the... Really?
I'm not a descendant. I do not have anyone buried there that I know. Last burial there, in fact, was 1973.
Wow.
So sometime... And that's a problem, because guess where you get your money from in cemeteries?
Mm-hmm.
Is selling lots.
Right, and if you don't have any...
And if you're not selling anymore, you ain't getting any income.
Yeah.
So that's a real challenge.
But I have an idea. We can hook up the cemetery with the new High Line.
Yes.
What is the High Line?
She talked to I Am Trent about this. And they love the idea.
What is
Tell them your idea about the High Line.
Listen, have you ever been to the High Line in New York?
Yes. Okay. Well, I haven't been to it, but I know what it is.
It's Old West Side Highway. All right, so if you are driving on Route 1 north, and you're entering right by motor vehicles there,
right,
there's this spot where there are train tracks.
Yep.
But they're not being used.
That's right.
So it gets overgrown, and it gets messy. But, like, I'm imagining, what if we were able to...
Retake it.
Right. And make it an urban park with... I'm picturing, like, stuff like those iron... artworks from the blacksmith and you know, different historical plaques and oh look, they're overlooking the Mercer County Cemetery because it passes like
comes right near it. It absolutely,
and it apparently, because Will Foskey tells us, it continues on beyond what I can see.
That's right, it goes a long way.
I'm just like, how do so we took I talked to I Am Trent and she goes, oh, you gotta, you know,
gotta develop
like,
it.
I don't
That's
know
right.
how to do this But if anyone does know how to do that.
Well, it's interesting that we are working with Artworks, with Lauren Otis, about a art walk, which would extend from the transit center, past the cemetery, under that overpass that you're talking about, under Route 1 on Market Street, you know, that really ugly area,
right.
and then along the little bit of the park before you get to Artworks, to open it up to make it more not only accessible, but sort of inviting. Because, you know, you really got to, you know, breathe in deeply and say, I know I can make it, you know, right there. I hope there's no real strange, large, you know, hanging around there taking, you know, who's waiting for me. Okay, so we want to put in, new lighting under the thing, put in artwork along that way.
It'd be a good thing to
Well, maybe you can put a staircase.
And you could maybe a staircase up to that.
And make that part of a different direction.
Or as an option, sure.
I would actually like to walk it to see where do we end up when we go on this.
Because, you know, that's what we've done in the terms of the bike trails in this area. Many of them are abandoned trolley lines.
Oh, okay.
You know, that run all the way up. You know, there's a trolley line that runs up as far as New Brunswick, all the way down through Trenton and then up to Frenchtown. And then down on the other side of the city, it starts at Duck Island.
That's by us.
Right, and then runs all the way down to Bordentown.
Yes.
And then and that connects further, and you can actually get down to Philly that way.
Yeah, we've done, we haven't
She's
done Philly,
She's been on this
but...
mission to find that bike path right into Bordentown.
Oh, yeah, it's
well,
easy.
Well, also the bike path up to Frenchtown and up to, like, Princeton, like, connect it all.
You know how but you know how to get to them, right?
No.
Well... You know where the Battle Monument is?
Yes.
And just this from the towards the city, there's the little canal there.
Yes.
All right, that's the point in Trenton where it crosses.
Oh,
and you
okay.
can go north up to New Brunswick or north up to Frenchtown.
Really?
Yep. That's it.
Wait, to New Brunswick or Frenchtown? Because they split this way.
They go like this. And they can run through Trenton.
I didn't picture that at all.
I have to now
so
go
and
investigate.
Yeah, no, it's worth it. It's a great ride.
That might be a good thing to tie in with Tate's Trenton. Like, after you eat, you walk off some of that food and look at artwork.
I tell you that Wills Kinsley, who you were on that tour with, they're very excited about perhaps we could offer pedicabs.
Oh, yeah, they did it for the island tour.
For the island garden tour, yeah.
Yes, that was so much fun.
He's amazing, that guy, Wills. He'll tie anything into a bike thing.
Yep.
But that's his passion, and that's what you need. People who have a passion.
People have a passion.
To do something, and then they want to expand on it and embrace everybody and bring them into their passion.
Speaking about people that have a passion.
Yes.
Erin just walked in from last week's show.
Hi, Erin.
Hi, Erin.
You can say hello.
Should I take a seat at the table?
Yeah.
Sure, maybe I'll just lean by the table.
Erin's at the table.
Erin.
Use that mic, Erin.
Hey, podcast, yeah?
Hi. We ran out of pot stickers. We would have offered you one.
Yeah, we ate them all.
Well, understandably.
But we got candy there from Faux Friendly.
No, that's not from Faux Friendly.
From Faux Friendly.
That's from a friend at the gym.
Yeah, from one of our students.
She gave us all her old Halloween candy.
You want candy?
I mean, sure.
Look, there's Reese's.
Oh, there's chocolate. See, it's a whole other game with
chocolate.
You got Kit Kats there.
Me either.
Erin, I think you should have your own show because your show was hysterical.
Bernard, you got to hear her show. Bernard is Trenton's own Bernie Mac. You realize that?
Without the humor.
Oh, no, not without the humor.
No, I think you have the humor.
You have a very keen sense of humor.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Very witty.
Did you hear about he's doing an award show? Well, he's not doing it.
I heard a little bit about that, yeah.
Were you hiding?
From Christina.
Were you hiding behind the door?
Nice. Yes.
Were you hiding again? Listening to the show?
Listening through the door?
You imagine I'm just always behind the door listening.
Now that's what we've been thinking about. Is Erin back there in the dark listening with a cup to the door?
Are they talking about me?
She was doing that like four shows ago. She's in the basement.
Listen.
With a cup against the door.
I didn't. First of all, there was no cup.
It feels better for me.
She's not denying listening.
No, she's not.
There was no cup involved.
I just like the idea of a cup. I don't know why.
There was no cup involved. And I came down while you were recording, so I didn't want to open the door and interrupt. But then they were talking about the new coffee shop, and I was like, ooh, I want to know about that. So
she stayed behind the door listening, like some creepy.
So I overheard.
Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. I think that's highly appropriate.
You know? That's something you would do?
See?
Oh, yeah.
If you what?
You know, if I need the information, that sounds good.
If you need the information, you got to do what you got to do,
goodness.
You know?
So, because we don't have any good ways of communicating.
No.
When I think of you, not one word, I don't think of the word stealthy when I think of Bernard.
Nah.
You're like right out there.
Have you seen the new City of Trenton's website?
No.
They have a new website? Yeah. I just stopped looking at that website in 2007.
Yeah, and with good reason.
I'm going to check it out.
But they've opened up a new, whole new look.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Looks actually professional.
Does it really?
Yeah.
What's the URL?
TrentonNewJersey.org.
Oh, that's
TrentonNJ.
TrentonNJ.org?
Right.
That makes sense.
.gov?
I don't know.
But who cares? It's Trenton, New Jersey. That's good.
Oh, all right, let me look.
This actually looks all right.
Yeah.
Welcome to Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Sun Center.
This is good.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wow, it's actually responsive.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so happy.
It's got all the links. You can pay stuff online.
Let's see what's under living and visiting.
So is there anything else going on that you want to promote?
Wow. God, we've covered a whole bunch because there's all kinds of things going on.
There are. Right. There absolutely are. Well, I have something that I know this Saturday at BSB Gallery, they're having a free workshop, and it's an artist on teaching you how to paint, and she will be there, and it's free.
Free's always good.
Oh, that's free.
BSB Gallery, check it out. So if you're interested, you have to register so they know they have enough materials and so on.
But the pressing thing right now is the TCCA award ceremony.
Which is the 14th of November.
5:30 to
probably about 9.
Probably about 9. Cash bar.
Right.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Right.
And all right, now why are you laughing at that? We've established already what that is. It means no dinner. That's what it means. Why are you laughing? And then now Erin's laughing. Why? You don't even know why that's
because
funny.
I'm picturing like a waiter.
I'm picturing like...
There's those six guys again helping Ben's piano. Now they're serving hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, it comes full circle.
There's
I was just imagining really heavy food. You know, it's like
pierogies.
Like cheese curds.
And cheese curds.
Oh, God. Hello, gentlemen. Would you like some cheese curds?
Ew, no.
That's a heavy hors d'oeuvre, you know what I'm saying? You need like six napkins for that.
Like oatmeal.
Nacho chili sauce.
Yes.
Just the sauce.
That's also one. Just the sauce.
Yeah. You drink
it. Give it a little cup, you drink it. Oh, gross.
Oh, God.
I don't like these hors d'oeuvres.
It's so nasty.
Bernard.
Our hors d'oeuvres would be much nicer than whatever you just described.
Okay, thank God for that. I mean, for $40, I don't want to drink sauce, you know?
No, you're not.
That opportunity can't
be provided. What the money goes towards.
I'm sure it's going to be a great event.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well,
and then afterwards, if you still want a party after the event, you go right across the street to Dubai.
Right.
and get your
there's always a party or
your beautiful goblet of
whatever that is,
drink, whatever that is,
with
the dry ice coming out.
And in fact, I think there's a comedy show that night at Dubai.
Who's performing? Crystal Feliciano.
She's
awesome. She's always there. She's there every night.
She loves it. She's she lives close by.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they treat her very well.
Yeah. Well, so. We had her on the show as well.
Yes,
and
I
we
know.
Were on her show.
There's another person.
Yes.
Your goodness.
That's right.
She is.
You know what? Talk to Lauren Otis and see if he wouldn't mind being it next year. She deserves that. Like
no.
Now.
Oh, I say.
No. You know what? There's so many wonderful people.
There really are. You know, there are times that we joke about that there's only 35 people or 50 people
doing
drinking.
Everything.
Because we see all the same people. But there are a lot of people doing things.
Right.
And
definitely.
It's certainly many more than 50. And people are doing interesting things.
Yeah.
I got it that everyone can't be passionate about everything. In fact, that gets a little old. You know, people are really into, and there are certain things that are emerging. You know, everyone identifies the arts community.
Right.
But, you know, biking, I kid you not, is showing up there, you know, trending as one of the things that, because Trenton is so centrally located, as you said, on those trails.
Yeah, absolutely.
You take SEPTA in, you take in Amtrak, whatever, take your bike off, and you're off to the...
Up to the races.
Right.
Well, speaking of bikes, I know one person, I won't mention any names, who's doing the ride from New York to Philly to celebrate a milestone birthday. She had been posting it on Facebook, and people were like, when are you doing it? We should get a team. We should get a group. We should go together. And I'm like, I want to do this, but I don't know if I'm going to be ready by May to be riding like 70 miles one day and then another like 60 miles the second day.
But I like what she said to you. She said, well, listen, if you do come with me, please don't get upset or
offended. No. This was on one of her training runs.
Oh.
She said there are training runs that she does that she doesn't talk to people because she's focused on the speed and getting to her destination. Right. She goes, so I don't want to ask you to come and then I'm rude to you. But, you know, if I'm going and, you know, I'll definitely, you're invited
to
come.
Is rude.
Oh, it's cool. Not rude.
No, not rude. It's just being in the zone. Oh, I did want to mention something. You got me excited about things. I don't know if you were able to check out the new skate park.
No, but I want to.
We got Jake coming on soon.
Oh, terrific.
Yes.
Because that just opened up in the Wireworks.
Where Freedom NJ, right? Freedom NJ,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's incredible.
Wow.
You were there?
I have been there. I certainly was not on.
I was going to say, I could see you on a skateboard.
I will never
those ramp tricks.
I can't imagine that.
I would love to see you on a skateboard doing a ramp trick.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway.
What if he's great?
Wouldn't that be scary?
Yeah, and it's the only skate park in New Jersey.
The only
indoor skate park in New Jersey.
The only. You hear that, Aaron? The only. Not the first. The only.
Right.
That's a big thing.
So if you have kids out there who want to skateboard or learn to skateboard and don't even have, they have equipment there.
They have equipment. They have helmets.
Bring them down.
Oh, so you don't even have to have your own skateboard?
No.
So there were 300 people were there on Saturday during Art All Night. Art All Day.
That is great.
300
people showed up. That's saying something because it was a huge event going on and they were all there at that event.
That's right.
Wow.
It was really, really incredible.
That's fantastic.
And the story on it, which Jake will tell you about, is they got a great deal on this professionally designed and executed skate park.
Wow.
You know, they've been making their own stuff for years for this area. But this one was a professionally designed for a special show, 4-day show in Philly. And basically the deal was, who wants it?
What?
Oh, my God.
We do.
And so they got half of it, and I think Reddington got the other half.
Wow.
And then they
sent
up a team to help them put it together, which was started last weekend. They got all ready for this.
Done.
For this,
that
this
is
past
so
weekend.
Great.
Yeah, it was really great.
Cool.
It's a really, really, and it's there through February, every Saturday.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's all good news.
Free for free.
I believe it's for free.
Good news in the city.
Absolutely.
All right, Jeff, anything else anybody has to promote here?
Nah.
Aaron, what do you got going on? Anything again?
Ain't going on.
Well, we have a couple of things going on.
Cool.
There we go. My big mouth.
You got my big list. Well, coming up next in the podcast studio is a podcast talk, 5 reasons why you should start a podcast and how to actually do it, hosted by Frank Sasso. That'll you might know him.
Who?
That's me. 21st.
Thursday, November 21st.
Right.
And also on the first Friday of December, Friday, December 6th, we're hosting our Home for the Holidays art exhibition, which features one of every artist that was featured throughout the year during Basecamp's first Friday shows.
Since how many months?
It's May through October.
Mm-hmm. Remember, you guys don't do November.
We don't do November because November is art all day.
So you have five artists you're going to be showing from.
Well, the different shows that we did throughout the year, a lot of them were artist groups. So it's not just one artist per month. We're going to have about, I believe, 10 different artists in the building.
Wow.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So it's going to be a really fun time. It's a good way to get some local art for your holiday gifts.
So you can purchase it, right? You can purchase the art, too.
You sure
not
can.
Just look at
so
it.
So that work will be on display first Friday and then throughout the rest of the month, right?
Yes, and actually the art that we put up on the December 1st Friday actually stays in the building through the spring, so it's you have a long time to come see it, but you should come to the opening because it's very fun.
Okay. Yeah. Is that it?
I think we're almost...
Vernon has another thing.
Hey, you inspired me.
That's good.
Early December, the first weekend, you should be announcing this since you're on the board of the Trent House.
Is the Christmas green sale.
Yes, we're going to be there.
We're
going to actually be there.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And that's always a fun time. And I believe that shares the date with the Mill Hill holiday tour.
The house tour?
Yes.
House tour?
Yes, does it? I think
usually
it does.
On the same weekend?
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, listen. You know, I need promos. I can't be the only one, like, in my bathroom recording promos for your things, all right? I need MP3s. Get them over to me.
Yeah, record a little blurb. And then send it over to us, and we can put it on the show.
Send it to me, and I'll read it for you.
Oh, there you go.
Sale, you got a free voiceover from Bernie.
Yeah, the Trent House Green Sale is fantastic. I was there, and I'm like, oh, I want this, I want this, I want this.
And all those things are made by members of the Princeton Trenton Gardening Club.
Oh, cool. And then Hogmanay, too.
Here's the thing. Let me tell you real quick about that.
Hmm?
So James Peoples was after me for, like, I don't know, a good year and a half to join the board.
Mm-hmm.
Part of my hesitation was because I thought that the green sale, I thought that was made by the people on the board making this.
And you didn't want to make anything?
I don't want to do that.
You don't want to make any wreaths. I would have made them. You know, I would have made them.
I know you would have made them, but it would wind up being me having to do all of it.
No, you don't have to make the greens.
No, you don't.
So the board doesn't make greens, I then found out.
And there's going to be food, too.
There'll be light hors d'oeuvres. So you'll get like,
not heavy hors d'oeuvres.
You'll get a cracker.
Cheese
maybe a piece of rice.
But there's better food at Hogmanay.
Hogmanay
is the celebration of the Scottish New Year's.
That's right.
It occurs at the time, right between the two reenactments at Mill Hill.
That's right. It's during Patriots Week.
During Patriots Week, the Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go over to the Trent House, and they celebrate Hogmanay, the New Year's, and Marge Caldwell Wilson from Scotland will say a few words. Mm-hmm. There will be Scottish food.
Can you say that, Marge Caldwell Wilson from Scotland?
Well, she is from Scotland.
She is from Scotland.
I'm from Scotland, too.
Wait a minute. Just because Ancestry DNA sent you back a thing saying that you're 6% Scottish doesn't mean you're 100% British.
She was born there.
It might as well have said
100%. It doesn't mean that.
Her reaction to that, it might as well have said 100% British. That's number one. And she is from Trenton, isn't she?
No.
No, she was born in Scotland.
She actually was born in Scotland. Yes. Mm-hmm. I had this conversation with her at Smokehouse.
Yep. Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That would be so funny if it was on our website, like Marge Caldwell Wilson from Scotland, like the title.
That's her, yeah. It's like it's almost like part of her name.
Oh, God.
All right. So anything else? Anything.
All right, we're going to put the kibosh on it.
That's it. Enough. Enough events. We can't get to all of them. All right. If you have a promo, he's raising his hand again.
I'm raising my hand again, which is the new Trenton website, City website, is asking for calendar events to be put on this.
Oh, nice.
So I can send them to TrentonWaves.com and click on Around Town.
That's right.
There's a bunch of stuff on there.
Yeah.
Every month.
Or follow Basecamp Trenton's hashtag Today in Trenton on Instagram.
What?
Ooh,
just saying.
What are you, chewing on marbles?
No.
What did you just say? I don't have to hashtag Trenton.
It was an afterthought.
Say it again.
Follow Basecamp Trenton's hashtag Today in Trenton on Instagram. To find out what's going on around
today in Trenton.
Yes.
Hashtag today in Trenton.
Right.
Crystal, do pound sign today in Trenton.
Pound sign. I'm on a crusade to bring pound sign back.
Pound sign.
I will not say hashtag. Yeah, it's hashtag pound sign.
You know what people should say? They should say pound today in Trenton. You know, like the hashtag. Instead of like hashtag this.
Pound it.
It's pound.
Pound.
Like, you know what? We're going to start saying that.
Yeah.
On Trenton Waves, you can say, hey, pound today in Trenton.
Right.
Pound Basecamp Trenton.
Yeah. Pound it.
Pound it.
Yeah.
Pound Newport City.
I like
it. Pound Bernie Mac. You know.
Yeah.
Or like, pound it. Well, not just a hat rack, my friend.
All right. You know, did you start writing yet?
All right.
Anyway.
Let's reel this baby in.
All right. So now, that being said, this has been yet another episode. I can't believe, you know what's funny? This is Bernard's second time on the show.
Yes.
It's Erin's second time on the show in 2 weeks. You were on last week's show. You already had a shot. Bernard, by the way, great seeing you again.
Good seeing you.
Yes.
We love you. You have the sexiest voice. Let me tell you, it's between you and Jim Gordon. I don't know who. He's more, you're like the Velvet Fog. He's like the Velvet Frog. I spent a lot of time with Jim yesterday. A lot of time.
So, I closed the evening yesterday and last night with Jim. At
he's the Mill best. Hill. And he'll be the first one to go, ah, I like that. Anyway, that's my... It's like, but you're like the Tim Gunn of Trenton, I should say.
Tim,
you have a voice.
Oh, because of that refined...
Yeah. Very refined speaking voice.
Yes.
So...
I don't dress as well.
Maybe not, but you sound damn good. I'm just going to put it out there one more time. Anybody that has something going on in Trenton, get me the promo for it. I'll give you Bernard's email address. He can do the voiceover for it. Bernard's email
is riverview1622@gmail.com.
And get it to me, and we'll put it on the show. We'll put it as one of the important announcements in the beginning of the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Go over to TrentonWaves.com, click contact. You'll get our information and all that good stuff. Or you can also find us on Facebook, Trenton Waves. That being said, this has been another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sassos out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.
Here we are, Trenton Waves. How you doing over there? You all right? It looks like you just got punched in the face.
Oh, thanks. I love you too.
No one punched her in the face.
No.
No, who's that? You hear that voice? Yeah. Oh, it's like the voice of God.
It's God.
No one punched him in the face.